For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The COVID vaccination clinic at the Cayman Islands Hospital will be open today until 12:30 p.m. This is for persons in Stage 1, Group A. This includes residents and staff of institutional facilities, individuals aged 70-plus, healthcare workers, and first responders, and all frontline staff dealing with incoming travelers. A reminder this afternoon that a negative PCR test is now required for travel to the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The requirement is now in effect. All passengers age 10 and older must provide evidence of a negative COVID-19 PCR test taken no more than 72 hours prior to their travel date when checking in for their flight to the Cayman Islands from any country. Cayman Airways says passengers who don't meet this requirement will not be allowed to travel. Per government requirements, the COVID-19 PCR test must be from an accredited lab. For example, from the UK, UCAS accredited lab, or NHS. In the US, Americas, and worldwide, JC Joint Commission, JCI, which is Joint Commission International, ISO, or COLA, accredited labs, or National Public Health Labs, or other government-approved providers. Travelers' pre-arrival PCR tests will be checked by the airline's airport staff as part of the check-in process for flights destined to the Cayman Islands, and a further check will be carried out by Customs and Border Control on arrival in Cayman. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service requests public assistance in identifying and locating a man who is currently wanted on suspicion of assault, grievous bodily harm, in relation to an incident which took place at a service station on Shamrock Road in 2020. During the incident, the suspect is believed to have struck another man with a sharp instrument, causing injury. The suspect is described as being approximately 5 feet 7 inches tall, in his early 30s, of brown complexion and chubby build. His hair was styled into cornrows when he was last seen. Police are advising this man to turn himself into the nearest police station. Anyone who knows the identity of this man or his whereabouts should call 911 and provide whatever information they can. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to the RCIPS via their confidential tip line at 949-7777. Cowood Beach gets a new Moby mat and a groundbreaking ceremony for a new dock on Thursday. Health Minister and Boden Town East MP the Honourable Dwayne Seymour announced at the ceremony that the government was committed to building a boat ramp to adjoin the existing dock.
Recreational benefits of this development will be a myriad and improve the quality of life, but so too will the dock be in use to emergency services. There's no dock with a boat ramp on the south side from South Sound Dock to the north side junction. Imagine if water rescue was needed in the Pedro Breakers area. The new dock will allow improved access to the water and to assist any persons in need. Increased access to the water around our beloved islands is important to keep our people safe.
You can view the whole ceremony on Mr. Seymour's Facebook page. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Candler. Pfizer-BioNTech has warned the European Union of a delay in delivering coronavirus vaccines from its Belgian plant, but the company says it will be boosting production in the long term. Six EU member states have described the reduced shipments as unacceptable. They say the delays undermine the credibility of the vaccination process. The Ugandan Electoral Commission has dismissed claims by the main opposition presidential candidate that Thursday's election was rigged. Bobi Wine has claimed that he is the true winner, despite official figures showing him trailing far behind the incumbent, Yoweri Museveni. The European Union is suspending more than $100 million in aid to Ethiopia until humanitarian organisations are granted free access to the Tigray region. The Ethiopian government deposed the regional authorities in November, but fighting is continuing and access for aid agencies has been limited. BBC News.